AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Scotland is saying goodbye to Queen Elizabeth. King Charles accompanied his late mother's coffin on an emotion-charged procession through the historic heart of Edinburgh. Rosamund Allen felt sorry for the royal family itself to be on show.
I really hope and pray they can get something out of today and have a chance to mourn themselves. They were very kind to allow us to be part of their sadness.
From the procession, a memorial service at St. Giles Cathedral in Edinburgh. The Queen's coffin is there for the public to pay their respects. President Biden is editing himself on inflation as midterm elections approach. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
For months, the president commonly talked about families at the kitchen table struggling with high prices.
I know times are tough.
But as the elections that'll decide congressional control approach, he shifted the focus from pain to progress, like today in Boston.
The American people should have confidence that we're on the right track.
The president's also spent more time celebrating legislative wins and going after what he calls ultra-MAGA Republicans.
Democracy is really at stake.
The GOP is trying to keep the focus squarely on the economic pain it says Biden and Democrats keep inflicting on Americans. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Calmer weather in Northern California is helping firefighters battle a smoky wildfire, threatening thousands of mountain homes, while remnants of last week's Pacific hurricane continue to produce thunderstorms that caused flash flooding in Southern California. Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin says a rocket launch today in Texas was a failure.
This was unplanned, and we don't have any details yet. But our crew capsule was able to escape successfully.
The rocket crashed back to Earth shortly after liftoff. No one was aboard the Blue Origin flight. A suburban Denver police officer was shot and killed while trying to break up a large family disturbance over the weekend. This is AP News. A state of calamity has been extended by new Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos Jr.
Previous President Rodrigo Duterte placed the entire Philippines under a state of calamity in March 2020 because of the coronavirus. Now Marcos Jr.'s press secretary says the state of calamity, which was to expire on Monday, may be extended by around 3 months, primarily to allow emergency purchases and provide hazard allowances for healthcare workers. Masks will still have to be worn in crowded areas where people can't observe social distancing. The Philippines and Myanmar are the last two countries in Southeast Asia that still require the wearing of masks outdoors. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The European Medicines Agency is recommending the authorization of a tweaked booster dose of the Pfizer-BioNTech coronavirus vaccine that includes protection against two Omicron variants. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.